This is them? Leave us. I think I would like to have some alone time to get to know this sweetheart a little bit better. Not what you expected. This is my more human form. Didn't want to scare you with the sheer size of my dragon body. This will be better for me to get a good look at you anyways. Cute face. Nice body. You smell nice as well. That's always a positive. Gorgeous eyes. Kissable lips. A good shaped nose. I quite like how you look, sweetheart. You'll be residing here with me until we hear correspondence from your kingdom. In the meantime, you'll remain by my side. I don't trust you to wander these halls without supervision. While I would like to believe I can trust my guards, I know that a good sob story works on most people. That's why I'm keeping you with me. You're merely a pawn in this game, and I'm sorry that you had to get caught up in it. But you're a piece I borrowed from the other side in this game of chess. Do you think your kingdom is going to make a move to save you, sweetheart? I'm not so sure. Yes, you have some sort of status, some sort of value as you're part of the court. But are you a high-ranking member of the court? Are you someone they would deem worthy of rescuing? They were the ones that told some other places that we are dragons in disguise. Did you know that? Yeah. So imagine my surprise to hearing that when your kingdom was the only one that knew. We had been hidden in plain sight for centuries. So, since our kingdoms are such good friends, I figured there would be no harm or foul in borrowing such a lovely court member. You look gorgeous in the silver colors of our courts. I'm quite certain of it. A necklace adorning your neck that when I pull on it from behind, it chokes you and turns into a collar. Wouldn't want you getting too far away from me while you're learning about our customs, right? Don't you want to follow the rules and make a good impression? That's what I figured. There's nothing more embarrassing than making a fool out of yourself in front of people. They'll remember if you flounder out there for the rest of your life. See, the royal court isn't generous to its new members, even if they aren't from this area. You being brought in and taken right to nobility is something that most can't afford. You might not see it this way, but you are in a seat of privilege, sweetheart. That means no matter how you got here, while you're here, you'll follow the rules if you want to stay on my good side. I know. It must be so jarring to be borrowed from your kingdom. But I think you'll find yourself right at home while you're here. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I'm not going to mistreat you either, sweetheart. It wouldn't be good for my kingdom if I returned you all battered and bruised now, would it? Your people already think less of mine. Why would I contribute to that more? I wouldn't. Dragons have enough of a reputation. I'm merely showing you some hospitality while you're here so that you have only good things to say when you get back. That being said, you'll be quite the commodity here. A human in the land of dragons. That doesn't happen every day. We live in plain sight, but we try to keep people away if we can. Out of fear, out of the unknown. We don't want people to discover our secrets. But it seems there's no reason for that anymore. Your kingdom has made its move, and we made ours. They told our secret, so I borrowed someone like you. I wonder what your leaders are doing right now. Do you think they're discussing how to get you back? You think they're even trying to figure out how to storm our castle? I wouldn't like to see them try. This was never a problem with Anderic was in control. Shame he passed away. The new leader, Constance. She's bloodthirsty. She's the one who told everyone what we are. She's the one in charge of your fates. How confident do you feel that you'll be returned, sweetheart? I wouldn't be too confident in Constance if I was being honest with you. Whenever I would see her in passing, before she usurped control, she would give me the dirtiest glares. It was as if she had a personal vendetta against me. Then again, I just could be taking things a little personally because of everything that went down. And I should really be focusing on something else. Something more important. You. It's not every day I get to have a human in my court. I've borrowed you, but I have yet to show you any of the rules of the royal courts. I would rather you not make a complete fool of yourself tonight. You will be introduced to everyone later. But right now, you need to know what is expected in our culture. I'm aware you come from a kingdom that has rules around propriety. Is that correct? We have some rules here. Things like you aren't supposed to take others' food, you aren't supposed to drink someone else's drink, you can't take from another's hoard, you can't ask to see someone's hoard unless you're invited. You know, things like that. We can go over that while we're doing the most important part. How you look. Everything about our society is carefully crafted to make us appear as human as possible. The outfit you're wearing is cute for everyday attire, but it will not do for a grand appearance in front of the royal courts. This is going to be your first impression in front of everyone. I want it to be a good one. Like I said, I'm not here to embarrass you. I want to see you thrive in our court, and I wish to return you home as quickly as possible. Consider this playing pretend for a night. I'll keep you on my arm all night so you won't have to worry. If someone makes you uncomfortable, don't hesitate to tell me. If someone is looking at you weird or says something rude, tell me. I'm borrowing you to punish Constance, not you. I want you to enjoy yourself, sweetheart. Now come along. Let's find something appropriate to wear. Those rags will never do. Just a little way down the hallway. I have a room practically bursting with clothing of all sizes just for this occasion. I've always wanted to have more guests in my kingdom. I've dreamed of throwing lavish balls and inviting people from all over. My advisors always warned against it, though, saying that it would bring great risk to the identity of ourselves, that it wasn't worth it, that we shouldn't take it. Since the secret is out to a few more kingdoms, maybe I'll be able to start throwing parties. Maybe I could invite you to one so you would visit me again. After you. Take a look around. There's no rush. Pull whatever you like and you can try it on. We could have a fashion show or something, sweetheart. I want you to look your best. These right here are some of the finest clothing from the past centuries. Silks from Noto, cotton from Kaipan, even hand-stitched embroidery from the Itosan coast. Mostly in silvers, whites, grays, those kinds of colors. I know, a little boring, but that's what the court decided on. They wanted something that went with everything. I wanted something more colorful like purple, but silver was the winner. At least it'll look good on you. Have you found something you like? Good. Why don't you try it on for me? Yeah, right now. The door's closed, isn't it? Then it shouldn't be a problem for you, right? That's it, sweetheart. That's it. Undress for me. I know you're nervous, but I just want to see what's underneath. I've been curious if what I'm recreating underneath our clothing is accurate to what human anatomy is really like. So far, it's just as expected. I'm still waiting for you to take those pants off, though. Now isn't the time to get shy on me. Let me see what's underneath. Good job. Nice and easy. Very nice body you have. It's even better when nothing's covering it. I can roam my eyes and drink in your delicious form. Why don't you take a seat for a second? Leave the outfit over there. It's not going to go anywhere. I want to see something for myself. Is obedience something they train in your courts, or are you naturally the submissive? I'll keep that in mind. It might come in handy later. Spread your legs for me. Good. I want you to touch yourself. I want to see what a human looks like when they come up close and personal. You'll indulge me in this, won't you? I'm not sure if my clawed hand would be the best for getting you off. Nails so sharp they could slice you. That wouldn't be a good memory for you. I told you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. You can tell me no and we'll stop here. I would love if you would indulge this dragon queen for a bit and touch yourself, though. I want to see how different a human's orgasm is from a dragon's. That's an interesting motion. What do you call it? Fascinating. Keep going. I was unaware that you started slow. Does it feel good, touching yourself like that? Yeah? Even under my watchful gaze? Glowing purple eyes looking down at you while you touch yourself in front of me. Legs spread nice and wide while you look up at me. Black scales are starting to transform my skin. My tongue is lengthening in desire. I'm curious about how you taste, sweetheart. There will be a time for that later, of course. I want to focus on what your hand is doing. I want to see the exact motions you're doing in order to come. It'll be good for my research. In order to act human, I need to understand every aspect of human sexuality. That includes sex. It seems we have very different reproductive systems. It was clear you were designed without egg laying in mind. There's no way a dragon would be able to come out of that hole. Now, I could come inside it, but I'm not sure you would want to be able to walk in front of the court if I did that. I borrowed you for a reason, sweetheart. You should be shown off, shouldn't you? Yes, you should. Just look at how lovely you are for me, sweetheart. Touching yourself so obedient, showing me exactly what humanity's like. No fabric keeping you from my gaze. Doing such a good job. Yes, you are. Does your hand feel good? That's how it should be. When I touch myself, I grind myself against my tails. The scales feel amazing against me as I fuck myself. I wonder how you would handle riding my tail. Scales rubbing against you as I stroke you. You would keep your hands behind your back and your legs spread so I could do whatever I wanted to you. You wouldn't even complain, would you? Of course you wouldn't. You're too obedient. You want to be well behaved so badly that you're willing to debase yourself like this, aren't you? Oh, I know you do. Desperate to please, eager to serve. That's why you got so far in your court, isn't it? You're a little people pleaser, aren't you, sweetheart? I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing. I just know how vain dragons can be. You can use that to your advantage tonight. Maybe secure some alliances for yourself just in case Constance decides you aren't worthy of rescue. If you were in my court, I would have come through the window breathing fire already. I don't take too kindly when one of my people goes missing. Maybe you're just too perfect for them. You're just so lovely. They may not know how to handle something or someone like that. Someone who's so docile. Someone who's so genuine. It might frighten them, but it intrigues me. Just like how you're touching yourself also raises my curiosity. You're letting out breathy noises. Noises that sound a lot like you're in pain. Does touching yourself like this hurt? Are you causing yourself pain for my viewing pleasure? Because I don't want you to do that. I want this to feel good for you. You're not hurting yourself by doing this for me, are you? Then keep going. In fact, why don't you speed up a bit for me? I want to see you get closer to your orgasm. I want to know what humans do when they come. I know when I orgasm, it's dry. The only time I produce anything is when I'm laying eggs. Are humans the same way? Considering the lewd, slick noises coming from your body as you touch yourself, I'm going to assume it's a very wet experience. The way it echoes in this room. Imagine if the door was open. Everyone would hear the lewd squelching as you get off in front of me. You're enjoying this, aren't you, sweetheart? Yes, you are. Look at you. You are loving being filthy in front of me, touching yourself in some unknown land, the only human amongst dragons. You're naked. You don't have any defenses. And that only makes it more thrilling for you, right? That's what I thought, sweetheart. Keep touching yourself for me, yes. Your hand feels good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You're touching yourself so well. Doing everything I asked of you. You're being such a good human for me. Keep going, come on. Don't you want to get close? Don't you want to come, sweetheart? I know you do. And I want to see you come just as badly. I want to watch what happens when you orgasm. But that can't happen if you don't get close. You need to keep being good for me. You're doing such a good job masturbating like this. Keep going until you can't take it anymore. Make me proud of you, sweetheart. Show me everything that humans have to offer. Show me what absolute pleasure looks like on your face. Wow. You're already stunning like this, breathing heavy as your legs shake. I don't know if it's possible for you to look even better, but if anyone could do it, it would be you. There's just something about you, sweetheart. Something that makes me want to sink my teeth into you and bite and claim. An urge I've never known before, but I can't complain about. No, not when it's with someone like you. Just look at yourself. So obedient. So lovely. How could I not want someone as sexy as you for myself? So good for me. So well trained already. I won't have to do anything for you, will I? You'll be happy to stay by my side for the evening, knowing that there's someone you can trust, won't you? Oh, aren't you absolutely perfect, sweetheart? So good for me, touching yourself like that. Putting on a show of pleasure just for me. Moaning, bucking, arching. You're right on edge, aren't you? So close to your own orgasm. You're just waiting for the magic words, right? That's all my sweetheart needs to come, isn't it? Yeah, it is. So lovely. So cute squirming in your pleasure. Do you have any clue just how lovely you are? I'm not sure your kingdom knew what I took from them because you are flawless like a gem. The perfect submissive partner for anyone in charge to take. I want you to come for me, sweetheart. You've earned this. You deserve this. You've done such a good job. It's time for your reward, sweetheart. Come for me. Just like that. Yes. Oh, good job. You did so good for me. Oh, that's so good, sweetheart. That's exactly what I was looking for. That's exactly what I wanted. What are you doing? No. No, you aren't getting dressed yet. You showed me how humans get off, and you put on quite the show. It's only fair I show you how we do it. Or better yet, let me teach you how we do it. I've noticed how you've been looking at my tail ever since I mentioned fucking myself on it. I think you deserve a chance to feel it too. Don't you agree?